Blog Talk Radio.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I fuck three times, I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white girl. It ain't safe, it ain't safe.
Beauty Pammy Gates. How's everyone doing this evening? Callers, if you're out there, let me know if you can hear me now. So then, enjoy some Cardi B.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. Three times I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white girl. It ain't safe, it ain't safe. It ain't safe, it ain't safe. Tell your man pipe up, nigga pipe up. And advance from the safe.
Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Hey, Miss Desi baby, how are you?
I'm doing well, sweetheart. How are you today?
I'm good. I see we finally got you in here now. Look.
Finally got in here.
So we gonna talk about relationships, right?
Okay.
I'm gonna let you start because you was going in earlier. I want you to continue that conversation.
Okay. So, you know, I have a lot of friends that are single and a lot of them that are married. My partner and I have been together for 16 years, and a lot of my single friends think that we have it better or easier because we have a partner. Not all times that deems true. I know a few of my friends who have a partner. They go through hell, you know. They stick around and they go through whatever they go through for the comfort because they're comfortable with the other person rather than doing whatever it is they need to do to be comfortable with themselves.
I mean, but is, you know, do you think that comfortability is because they don't want to be alone? Is it more
it
of a self-esteem issue?
It could possibly be a range of things. It could be self-esteem. It could be because they're not comfortable being out on the market again, or it could come from just knowing that their parents had been together for 30, 40 some odd years and wanting that kind of longevity in relationship. You know?
But is the longevity worth it, though? That's the question. You've been with...
Most of the times, not. Most of the times, not. My partner and I, we've been together, like I say, for 16 years. We've been through our ups and downs, more me than him, you know, because he's the guy. He is the guy. But because of everything that I have been through in relationships, I put him through hell. And he stuck by my side. Whereas in other relationships that I see, it's the man putting the woman through hell. You know, not to say that I've cheated on him, because I've never cheated on him. But I put him through some shit. And I don't know if it's because I felt like I needed to put my guard up because of what I had been through in past relationships, or if it was just me being tainted.
But have you overcome that, though? If 16 years later, here you and him are, y'all have been through hell and back. Would you say now you're over that and you're giving him what he deserves of you, or is it still more of he's still learning me after 16 years and we're still building our relationship?
Oh, no, we've settled. Well, I can say I've settled. He's always been settled. I am comfortable with who I am today, whereas 10 years ago, I was not comfortable in my skin. You know, I have a past history of violence, abuse, drug addicts, all kind of things like that that ran through my head and did not allow me to give him my love, to allow him to come in and love me for who I was, because at that point, I didn't know who the hell I was. You know, I'm comfortable in my skin now. I can look in the mirror and say, hey, beautiful, I love you, you know. Whereas 10 years ago, I hated my reflection. So that reflected on my relationship.
Okay, okay. But what changed?
I grew up. Life. This man, he showed me that there is real love out there. You know, he changed my way of thinking. Well, I can't say that he changed my way of thinking. He gave me a route to change my own way of thinking. He gave me the strength to be able to reciprocate what he was giving to me rather than put a wall up and block it.
Now, do you think that's true for all relationships? I mean, you think about most relationships, like your relationship is happy and healthy after all this time, but you and him went through hell and back to get to this point. But I'm talking about relationships that are built off of, oh, he got the money, so I need to be on his arm. Or, you know, she got some bomb-ass pussy, I need to be by her side. Do you think those relationships that go through the same storms, I won't say the exact same storms, but, you know, that go through those storms, do you think they can ever grow past that?
Not if that's all they're there for. You know, I wanted to be loved. I wanted to learn how to love. I wanted to change my way of thinking. You have to want what's there. You have to actually fight the battle. If they're not willing to fight the battle, then they'll never win. You know, if they're there because of finances, or if they're there because of physical things, it's going to always be physical. Until they are able to break down themselves and look at who they are as a person, they won't be able to project that onto anyone else.
But isn't the physical necessary? It's good.
Of course it is. I mean, of course. We need physical. I mean, come on. I need to be touched. I need to be loved. I need to be able to look at my man and be like, damn, he's fine. look at him and be like, I'm going to fuck the shit out of him when we get home. You know, I need to be able to do that. But at the same time, I need to know that I'm also emotionally attached to him. I mean, I guess I'm almost 40. So for me, my thoughts are different than someone who's 20, you know. So I guess different strokes for different folks. But where I am today, I can't say that this is who I was when I was 28 or 18. Because when I was 18, if you only had no money, it wasn't popping over here. Whereas today, you know, I have my own money. Not to say that I don't need a man with money, because I don't need him in my goddamn pocket. But I can hold my own. So if whatever you are bringing to the table, it has to be beyond the physical. I need your mental. I need to be able to have a decent conversation with you. I need to be able to sleep in the bed with you and feel secure. I need you to be able to walk out that door and me to know that I'm okay. I'll be okay. He'll be okay. You know, whereas we have the relationships that are based off of non-trust issues. We have the relationships that are based off of the finances. We have the relationships that are based solely off of sex. You know, there's several women out there that are comfortable being side chicks just because their mentality is, hey, I'm going to fuck them and send them home. I don't want to deal with that shit.
No, in the side chick world, you know, fuck them and send them home. That's the easier route to go sometimes. You don't want the headache.
And I totally
wham,
agree.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Get the fuck out of here. Well, bam, thank you, ma'am. Ain't no spending the night. And half the side chicks that I know, they don't even, their guy doesn't even know where to live. So they meet up at the hotel, nice hotel, mind you. Fuck them, suck them, send them home.
But would you say, the side chicks you know, are they keeping their man's relationship healthy?
Possibly, because
I mean, think about it. Now they doing all the things that the main one won't do.
Possibly, that's possibly what the thing is. Like, I need this extra to make my relationship at home work. I need this extra because she don't have the fucking attitude that my main chick has. I need the extra because she fucked me when I want to be fucked, whereas this one always have a headache. Or some crazy shit like that, you know, and they've been together all these years, and half the ones that I know, they just in it because of the kids, which is also unhealthy. You know, and they go to the side chick for comfort, which I don't know. I can't say that I totally agree or disagree. I'm on the fence with it.
Oh, so you're on the fence. So if Mr. R had to go somewhere.
Are you there? Are you there? Hello?
All right, callers, can you hear me? Got a little disconnected there.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. We got disconnected. Can you hear me?
Okay. The last thing I heard was Mr. R.
Okay. If Mr. R went to his, had a little side chick for comfort because you weren't living up to your relationship duties, since you're on the fence about men having side chicks, women having side niggas, would that be a deal breaker for you?
I don't share. I was the only girl for many years. I don't share. So I'm I'm just not into sharing. I mean, I'm not going to shit on a woman who is okay with being a side chick, but that's just not my character. If I found out that Mr. R was out there doing whatever because he couldn't get it at home, then Mr. R can be out there doing whatever alone. You know, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years down the line, I'm comfortable in my skin. You know, as I said earlier, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe I would have been okay with sharing, but not today.
But we're talking about keeping the relationship spicy. If you sick, you got a headache all the time, you know, you're not giving it to him like he need, what do you expect for him to do?
I mean, if it's to that point where you feel like you can share, move the bitch in. Know who your man fucking. I don't know. I can't do it. I'm just saying, me personally, I couldn't do it. I don't look down my nose at anyone else because I've been through my trial. You know, I've done some shit that I ain't proud of. However, the woman I am today is not into sharing.
Okay. So you couldn't do the whole sister wives thing. He couldn't have a wife over here, a wife over there.
Fuck no. Not me. Not Desiree. Not Arthur DeAshante. Not Miss Debbie, baby. No, man. But like I said, to each his own.
But what do you think keeps a relationship healthy? I'm talking physical wise. Let's exit the mental for a second. We done talked about the mental. I'm talking physical wise. You've been with Mr. R for 16 years. Mad props to you. What keeps it healthy physically after all this time?
Physically after all of this time, we know what we're doing in this bedroom, sister. We fucks and we sucks and we do what we got to do. That's just what we do. We keep each other satisfied, you know. So, I mean, we have toys. We have oils. We have can. Yeah, there are definitely limits. There are limits. But we're two totally different people. So the shit that he's into, I may not be into. But if he asks me to try it, I'll try anything twice. Because the first time I have expectations.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if he was to ask me to do anything outside of my comfort zone, I would tell him that I'd think about it.
And how long would you think, though?
It just depends on what it is. I mean, if he wants to share our room with a woman, then I don't know. If he wanted to share our room with me and another man, I don't know, because I have never been put in that situation.
We're talking hypotheticals, though. If you were in that position and you got two big black dicks right there in front of you, are you going to say no?
Mm-mm-mm. God damn it, girl. That's like a motherfucking buffet.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you've never been in that situation, but when it's right there, when it's slanging
and
hanging right there.
Two dicks, that might be an easy question to answer. But if you want me to suck on another woman, we may have a little problem. So, hey.
In his defense, though, he did just watch you suck on another man, though.
Yeah, in his defense, I can deal with that. But I don't know. I can't say what would happen. Hypothetically, I couldn't answer. I mean, because like I say, I'm almost 40. I've done a lot of things. I have done a lot of things that I'm not proud of, and I've done a lot of things that I am proud of. So I can't say that I would never. It just depends. I guess if she's beautiful, we could do it. But if she look like trash, I ain't fucking with it.
have you ever explored to where you were on the receiving end of that? Now, I'd be the first to admit, I'm a prude, okay? I'm for real a prude. Like, there are certain things I look at and I just be like, damn, I can't do that. But there are things I've done, and now I look back and I'm like, oh, wow, I really did that.
Well, I can say that I have been on the receiving end. And I can't say that I didn't enjoy it, because I did. However, I couldn't do it. I couldn't give. It was all right to receive, but I couldn't give.
Hang on, Miss Desi, baby. We got a caller that wants to say something. Hang on.
All right.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Penny and co-host. How y'all?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. This is your pen sister, Miss Tamara.
Hi, Tamara.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm listening to this conversation, and I got one sentence I want to say. The devil is a whole fucking lie, okay? The devil's a whole lie. The devil is a whole lie. I agree with your co-host. I too am a little bit of a prude. However, you know, like she said, we have done some things. But I don't care if it's Janet, Mofo, and Jackson. If you try to put your face between my legs, I'm not having it. And don't even ask me to put my face between yours. I have to be receiving someone from someone with a third leg. I like to be able to receive the baloney pony after I have
right.
my oral delight.
That's exactly. That's yeah. where I'm
I,
at.
I can't. You know, to each his own. Hey, if you like to, you know, if you like to, you know, munch on the little man in the boat, that's hey, do you. But, you know, that's just, it's not me. It's not my forte.
Just go ahead on and munch on the other plate, huh?
Now, however, as I spoke on last night, you know, the bologna pony, we can do that. Put the jaws on it, you know. But, you know, the other stuff I can't do. Oh, yes.
But I'm
yes.
Not,
don't,
but,
yes.
But in my defense, I'm not saying that, you know, you have to give. I'm saying you receive. In a three, okay, let me put a more hypothetical situation on the table.
Mm-hmm.
In a three-way deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting back watching, and all he wants to see right now is her sucking you like a pacifier.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do it for your man?
Again, the devil is a whole fucking lie, okay? I'm going to tell you, I did attempt at it at one time, and this was like 20-something years ago. And when I tell you, as soon as I felt her hand between my legs, and I was drunk. I had to get drunk to even attempt it. But as soon as I felt her hand between my legs, I said, okay, that's it. I tap out. You can have sex with her, but she ain't fucking me. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it. That's just me. I don't know. Maybe I should have had Hennessy instead of vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That brown would do it each and every time. That brown would do it.
I couldn't.
Every time.
I just couldn't complete. It was a fumble. It was an incomplete pass. I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. You know.
Well,
I attempted. You know, I gave myself an A for effort.
Hey. To each his own.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. You know. I just, you know,
ladies.
Not to mention the fact I knew where I happened to have known where the girl coochie was before, so you know, I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. No, thank you. Okay.
Yes. Well, I'm enjoying you guys' little show. I'm just going to sit back and listen to the rest of it. It's wonderific. So
thanks,
I just wanted to call
you,
and give you a shout out.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so Desi, we got, you know, we got the audience opinion on that.
Okay.
Now, I just want to say, you've read my works. You've read Desire Wet.
Oh.
You've read Finesse and the D.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now.
Okay.
I touch on this subject in both of those books.
Yes.
And more or less.
Yes.
I personally think, and, you know, I'm speaking from a woman that's not in a relationship or nothing like that. I'm speaking from the standpoint of I always had the mentality, I'm going to do what it takes to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far the limit will go because I ain't been pushed to that limit yet. But in my books, you know, I always approach it with that mindset. They're doing what it takes to make their man happy.
Yes. And there's a limit. There's always a limit. Like, say, my husband, well, of course, you know he's not my husband, but my partner is 40. If he wanted a fucking 16-year-old, that it'll be over. It'll be done. Because that, to me, is too much. That's crossing the goddamn line. However, if he wanted to bring in somebody 30, early 30s, you know, late 20s, early 30s, I would give it a thought. But if he was talking about a damn child, we would have a problem. Well, actually, he would have a problem because
okay,
I would be single.
You talking 16-wise, and you're listen, fatal attraction, that was something different, okay? Fatal attraction
totally
ain't about
different.
This, all right? That's what you're talking about. You're talking about
totally
fatal attraction.
Different.
That was
well,
totally
I'm
different.
Talking about in general.
Okay.
Now, like I say, if in your other books where they're all consenting adults, we could think about that. We could think about it. We could talk about it. No problem. We could discuss it. We could, like I say, you know, my kid's father, he was a stone cold freak. Stone cold freak.
Mr. R, if you're listening, I promise I did not make her say that, but we are winding down this evening. I want to thank you very much for joining the silver hair, brown eye beauty, Pammy Gates, and my co-host, Miss Desi Baby. Mm-hmm. Be on the lookout for her book. What's it called, Desi?
Tough Story and I Love Story 2.
You can find part of it on Amazon, and if you've never read
yes.
a book by me, go on Amazon, look up author Pam Ash Gates. I'm telling you right now, you won't be disappointed. But I want to
At
thank
all.
You very much for joining Out the Gate with Pammy Gates and my co-host, Miss Desi Baby. Everybody have a good night. One love.
All right.